The state of the Murray-Darling River has been called into question again, with scientists sounding the alarm about the possible extinction of the Murray pygmy perch. At the same time, farmers and their livestock are feeling the repercussions of the lack of water in the system and are calling for a more sustainable regulation of the river system. Floss Adams has this report.
The Murray-Darling Basin is the lifeline for many Australian farmers and their crops. Recently, there's been a call from farmers to investigate the regulation of water extraction from the basin. With the Murray River lacking enough water, this means that various crops and livestock have suffered serious consequences. Farmer Sally Grundy from Mundu Island Station has felt the dramatic effects of a lack of water regulation.
It wasn't in fact a drought because we still had rain. It was in fact no water in the river. It completely dried up from the bottom up. So it wasn't a drought for us. It was over-extraction from the river. We normally are surrounded by about a metre of water in the freshwater site, and it went down to below sea level. So we went down way, way, way below what we'd normally have. We could actually drive 7 kilometres along what would normally be well and truly underwater on a sand base out before we got back up to where the river water was. So it dried up 7 kilometres, but you transpose that over the depth of the water, that's a lot of water that went missing.
Miss Grundy says over-extraction made the remaining water too salty, leading to deaths of cattle.
Our first signs down at the very bottom were the salt water from the Coorong leaking back through the barrages into the fresh water of the River Murray. And we found some cattle dead and we couldn't work out why and eventually worked out from tasting the water that it was just salt. But it's like a cancer. You can't see the salt that's encroaching under the barrages into the river. And that had reticulated throughout our property. So we had no idea. So, you know, we were left with an immediate environmental dilemma that we had to solve immediately because cattle need fresh water. So we had to deal with that urgently. But worse than that, after the salt water issue, then the water disappeared completely. This was over a few years, but then we had no water around our islands at all. It was just sand. The environmental problems as a result of what was called the millennial drought were massive for us right down at the bottom. And I don't think a lot of the people in the Darling River or the upper reaches of the Murray River have any comprehension of what happened at the bottom end of the river.
Associate Professor at the Institute of Water Science at the University of Canberra, Fiona Dyer, says Australia's plants and animals have adapted to our variable climate, but water still needs to be returned to the river.
So we all know that Australia's pretty much a land of droughts and flooding rains. So sometimes we have a lot of water available in the landscape and sometimes we have very little, and we have plants and animals that are adapted to that variability. What we've done through taking water out of the river systems is that we've taken away a lot of the middle-sized little flow pulses that you get down a river system. They're captured and used for irrigation. And by removing those, you seriously affect the health of the river system. Now, people still need to eat food and grow crops, so that needs to happen. But we do know that the more water you take out of the system, the worse its health is. So water does need to be returned to it. But it's got to be a balance between the needs to provide food and fibre for human beings and the need to have a healthy functioning river system that's going to support the production of food and fibre.
Miss Grundy believes the Murray-Darling Basin could be managed better with Commonwealth oversight.
Well, I think the critical thing with the Murray-Darling Basin is the over-extraction of water. The river needs to flow. It's had locks, weirs and barrages put in, man-made structures, you know, many years ago. And people talk about taking out the barrages and then the locks. But if you start taking one man-made feature out, you actually have to remove all the man-made features to revert the system back to what it was, you know, pre-European settlement. So that's never going to happen. You can't take out one of the man-made structures and sacrifice that area. Everything has to come out or nothing comes out. And it just means that we have to better manage the resources that we have. And a Commonwealth approach to that is what is required, which takes away all of the bias within the state government.
She says there needs to be a thorough investigation into the amount of water available and what is required to keep the river healthy.
It has to be a controlled extraction of water, and it has to be regulated. And there has to be a very, very thorough investigation done in regards of what water is available, what is required for the river to run a healthy environment out to sea and take all the salts that accumulate over the whole length of the Murray and the Darling. It's crazy because it's not going to be sustainable if these massive water licences are allowed to persist.
That report by Floss Adams.